Welcome back to Just Yappin', the number two radio show in the world. Bob and Tom will always be number one, but we don't talk about that. I'm your host, Jace. Today we're joined here, like always, by
Noah
and
Cohen.
Yay! And yes, it is a little earlier than normal. We are on at 8:26 instead of 8:35. So, everybody, how's your day been going?
Pretty good. Actually, we are the number two radio show, but we're the number one growing radio show. Don't look that up. It's very true, I swear.
Very true. Very true.
Noah, how's your day going?
Pretty good.
What have you done today, Noah? What's been your accomplishments for our glorious Tuesday morning?
Just Yappin' Tuesday.
Yeah, Just Yappin' Tuesday.
I haven't done much today, but yesterday I finished season one of Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
What's an accomplishment of yours, Jars?
I finished top five in Stumble Guys 3 times in a row.
My accomplishment is that I watched all of live action One Piece, which actually isn't as bad as
what you thought it was.
Yeah. They missed a lot of key points, but all in all, it was still pretty good. Yeah.
For a Netflix adaptation.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's only good when it has people who love the actual source material.
This is true.
I think if you were starting out with One Piece and you didn't really like anime, it'd be pretty good. But
yeah,
since I'm very the opposite of that, it was okay. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great either.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like adaptations that are live action aren't that great because they just need so much CGI.
That's really true, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's for something like Cowboy Bebop, for example, where it's just like robots and guns and stuff.
I still gotta watch all of that. I watched like the first 3 episodes.
I haven't seen any of it. I just know that
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All the animes with that like older animation style, they're usually pretty good.
Pokemon's
one. Death Note's one.
There's a Dragon lot of Ball.
Good. Dragon Ball, that's for sure.
What's it called? It's one of my favorites, actually.
Really?
I haven't finished it. Yes, I actually invested my time last year into an anime.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Yu Yu Hakusho or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the fighting one?
I'll show you.
The wrestling one or boxing or whatever?
No.
I think that's...
It's the one where he dies.
But I heard it's really, really popular.
You're saying a Baki.
No.
We should. I haven't finished it. I'm still on season one. I'm on like episode 5. There's like 3 seasons with 20 episodes in each season or something. It's on Hulu. But we should watch it.
Watch it with you?
Yeah.
You just tell me when.
Anytime. We'll have a full blown stream party.
Right now. We'll do it right now.
Okay. Yes. Right in the middle of our radio show.
Of course.
Let's watch some Yu Yu Hakusho.
That was sarcasm, of course, if you couldn't hear that.
No, we're turning on. I'm turning on it right now, as you can see.
Noah,
hang on.
What is your...
We are in the active mode of turning on the show.
No, what is your favorite anime?
Like, if you don't believe me...
That I've seen so far, I gotta say...
Like, if you don't believe
either...
me...
We're
gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah,
so
Leo's
fast.
In here. It wasn't actually. It was just him pulling up a YouTube thing. But my favorite anime.
This is why we can't have Leo in here because he's a party. He's not a party guy. So once we get into the next bit, you're gone. I'm kicking you out. So we.
Hajime no Ippo. That's what I was.
Man, I will turn this show off right now. If you don't get out, I don't want you here.
But my favorite's either Fairy Tail or Code Geass.
And I haven't seen either of those.
You know what?
They're both really good, but Fairy Tail's long. Well,
they're both
long.
Everybody says I of Leo being gone.
Ooh, you're alone on this one, buddy. He's trying to peer pressure me.
Come on.
He has to fill a seat.
No, he doesn't. There's only 3 mics. You don't even need to be here. He's never in here.
There's a 4th mic.
Back there. But they're busy. They're in the process of using said board.
They're sportsing.
They're sportsing. So therefore, Leo doesn't need to be in here. Case closed.
But who's going to fill that seat?
Nobody, because it doesn't need to be filled.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. I will throw this seat outside right now.
If not all the seats are filled, then this will be just an unhappy radio station.
Womp womp.
Listen, there needs to be four elements.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I didn't see you go in there.
Yeah, this is a great bit, by the way.
Oh, I am a bit.
I know.
You need four elements to create harmony.
Is it time?
It's time. Oh, wait, no, you don't get that reference. Sorry.
What? It's time to do.
So me and other Noah, you're not included, mister.
Yeah, this Noah in here, yeah, not included. DLC, bro.
We would just call each other and just say, it's time. And then eventually he came over to my house, and we just started calling everybody we knew and just kept saying, it's time. And then we'd hang up.
What's that from?
What?
What's it from?
Nothing. We just started saying, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. It's time to duel.
So it just became an
inside joke. Oh my god, I have the opening song just blasting right now on my watch.
What is it?
The Yu Yu Hakusho English.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
I think I might watch that today, honestly.
You know what I'm going to watch today?
What?
Nothing, because I forgot my headphones.
Wow.
I'm very upset with that. So I'm just going to read my Uzumaki book.
Imagine reading in the big 25.
In the big 25.
Whoa.
That's why audiobooks exist.
Reading gives knowledge.
Oh, but who doesn't have their headphones? Me.
Just turn it really low and hold it up to your ear.
No. I don't want everybody to be like, hey, what you listening to? What you listening to? None of your business.
None of your business?
It's what I'm listening to. It's not what you're listening to.
I don't
to.
Like audiobooks.
You don't? Well, you're different, so that's...
Why don't you like audiobooks?
I like podcasts. I just don't like audiobooks.
Why? You don't like the... And Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
why I don't
Harry
like it.
Harry Potter.
It's like... Bro, why are you reading like this?
I don't like it when people try to use voices with the characters. It upsets me. It's like, this is not how the character would sound.
Same.
And then Terminator said, give me that car.
And then Terminator said, I'll be back.
I will be back. Welcome back to Just Terminating with the Terminator.
So... TS112780, have you accomplished your mission
yet?
Can we
get Arnold Schwarzenegger in here, please?
Hello.
Hello.
I love the Arnold.
Schwarzenegger.
I love the Arnold.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
We need him. I want him in my life.
What?
He's perfect. He's everything.
Hey, I'm perfect. Perfect.
So we're going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and
Cell.
Yeah, Cell.
And also,
I think Adam Sandler has to be in there somewhere.
Oh, who's the guy who can beat anybody? Jackie Chan? No.
Yeah. Bruce Lee.
Chuck Norris. We need Chuck Norris in there. Chuck Norris could beat anybody easily.
Dude, Chuck Norris scares.
Let's not do the 100 people versus one gorilla. Let's do 100 gorillas versus Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris.
They lose immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
They wouldn't even be able to fight him.
They just His look at him and then strong. Just like stop existing.
W aura.
Is Chuck Norris still alive?
Let me fact check. So. Hang on.
I'll fact check.
I got it.
Is Chuck Norris alive? He is alive, yeah.
Yep. Oh, he's alive? Oh.
85. 85. Dude, 85. He's not going to die. He's Chuck Norris.
True.
He's too Norris to Chuck.
Why does his car and Cars look identical to him? You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know he played a car in Cars.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Chuck Norris car. I think he's just, it's just going to show me a car.
Chuck Norris Cars.
Movie.
I put Cars movies. Ugh. Showed me all the movies that he was in that had a car.
No, he wasn't. I got it wrong. I thought he played the green one.
Oh. The one that went, Kachiga. That's what
no.
it says, dude. He like makes fun of Lenny McQueen's Kachow.
That's
you know it comes
crazy.
Before you know it comes before lightning? Thunder. That's what he says, dude.
So, you know, this is the point of our show. We're like 10 minutes in where I'm already cringing. at Cohen.
I'm the disappointed.
I'm the disappointed father.
Chick Hicks.
Chick Hicks. That's where I got it from.
That's his name, is Chick Hicks.
Yeah.
I love Chick Hicks, dude. I love Cars.
You know
Cars.
Who I love?
Who? Oh, wait, who's the French guy from Cars?
Luigi.
No, not that one.
You mean the race car one?
Yeah.
Oh, the F1 car. Yeah, he's cool. Then Luigi's the Italian. He's my favorite. I always see the edits of him on like YouTube. It's funny.
Oh, Francesco Bernoulli. I forgot about him.
Francesco Bernoulli.
Oh, you know what was a great spinoff of Cars?
Maters.
Planes.
That's very hot take.
Planes was so good. I loved it. I watched it probably a million bajillion times as well as
Cars. I think I only watched it twice.
It was so good. I loved it.
I played the game.
There was a game for Planes?
Mm-hmm. It taught you about clouds.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What was it on?
Was it on the Leapfrog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Leapfrog.
Yeah.
I used to have one of those. I had a...
I had one, too.
I had a Madagascar game.
So did I. I had a Leapfrog tablet and a Leapfrog, Game Boy.
I only had the tablet.
And with the Game Boy, I had one game that came with, a bunch of Pixar games. Or a bunch of Pixars. Yeah, Pixar games.
Yeah.
I can't find this.
It had Wall-E. It had Cars. It was so fun. I loved it so much. I wish I could go back, but my Leapfrog broke. And I don't know where any of the stuff is.
Yeah, my Leapfrog broke, too.
Mine broke because I used it too much.
Mine broke because I accidentally stepped on it.
Yeah.
That's how this my guy,
this is my favorite character. Broke. Gideon
Corny. I thought it was Luigi.
No, Luigi's the yellow one.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like when I was like little. I was like a toddler, though. I was wearing my shoes and I accidentally stepped on it and cracked the screen. I was so heartbroken.
You know who agreed?
Why would you be stepping on your Leapfrog screen?
I didn't. I forgot it was there.
Uh-huh.
You know a great Cars character?
Who?
Fillmore.
Let me look sir up.
Fillmore is the hippie van.
Oh, yeah.
I love Fillmore.
You know my favorite?
Huh.
I got to figure out what his name is.
I love it when him and the police car are like next to each other and they're looking at the lights.
Yeah.
It was a great scene. Have you seen Cars, Noah?
Mm-hmm.
You seem so out of it when we talk about this. Like, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Are you not a Cars enthusiast? That was a question.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you here right now?
Cars.
I'm going to start using a spirit box on you. Are you in the room with us right now?
I used to be a Cars enthusiast.
Finn.
This guy.
Finn.
Which one's Finn?
The James Bond car.
Oh, yeah, dude. That one was sick.
That was epic.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cars 2 is the most underrated movie of
all time. Cars 2 is so good.
And people hate it. I don't get how people don't like Cars 2.
I think it's the best one.
I wouldn't say it's the best one, but I think it's close competition with the third one.
Guess what the police car's name is in Cars?
No clue.
Donut.
Donut? That's a great guess, actually. But no. It's like the most basic cop name.
Jangle.
Like, well, not actual name.
What is it?
Sheriff.
Oh.
It's Sheriff. Why is it Sheriff?
Who's the sheriff of this town?
Do you know Lightning McQueen's mentor?
Yeah, it's...
I don't remember his name either. It's like
Doc
right on
Hudson?
Yep, Doc Hudson.
The fact that I remembered, that's crazy.
You know who the mentor is in Back to the Future? Doc. It's the Doc. It's always the Doc.
It's always the Doc.
So Cars and Back to the Future are connected.
Yep. Guaranteed.
They have to be. There's no doubt. They're both... It's a story involving a car. Both of them. And they both have a Doc as a mentor. And they both go really fast. That's their whole thing, is that they go really fast. The cars do. So Back to the Future and Cars are connected. They're the same universe. They're the same story. It's the same movie. It's confirmed. No thoughts. Oh, wow.
Sorry, I just got news that Charlotte Flair is leaving the WWE. Well,
who?
Charlotte Flair.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, was she big?
Casual. Yeah, she's casual. She's pretty cool.
If I look at her, I might know. Charlotte Flair.
It's Ric Flair's daughter.
Oh, I've seen one of her matches.
Yeah, you're casual.
I'm a casual.
He's a casual.
This is so sad. Wait, what does that make Noah then?
A nobody.
Oh.
Oh. I'm kidding, Noah. We love you. You're our Marvel guy. Have we all seen Thunderbolts yet?
Nope.
I haven't seen
it. Is it out?
Yeah, it's been out for like a week.
I didn't even know that. I thought it didn't come out for like a few more months.
No, it came out on Friday.
Yeah, but I don't have the money.
Do we all go on a date and go see Thunderbolts?
I'll go on a date with you.
I'm busy this weekend.
Of course you are.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
So that means Sunday.
Friends. Wow, we got replaced so fast.
Yeah, I'm spending time with my other friends. You guys are nobodies. You guys,
No, it's cool. Just hang out with your other friends. Yeah. It's whatever, dude.
Yeah,
just
guys.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, so me and Cohen are going to go see it on what day are you available?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
What day? Cohen!
What?
What day are you available?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I work.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Before work?
Before work? Dude, I go in at 8.
Oh. What time do you get off?
Like 6:30.
Okay, that works. I'll text you.
You'll text me?
Yep.
I might be free Sunday.
No, it's cool. Just hang out.
Yeah, hang out with your other friends.
Hang out with Steven and Max.
And Hector and...
Oh, yeah, Hector. And...
Hector! Oh, yeah!
Jeremiah.
Yeah, shout out Jeremiah.
That was actually supposed to be my name.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have called you Maya.
Maya?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would you call me Maya?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah. Love that guy.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be Jeremiah, but that's what my grandpa wanted to name me because...
is there even a Jeremiah at our school? I don't think there is.
There is a mine.
Yeah.
But...
You probably got ours.
My grandpa... We had one. Named all of his kids a J name, and he wanted me to be one. But actually, my name was in between Cohen and Mason.
I'm glad it was Cohen, but not yeah, for Mason. That's
what everybody says.
Yeah, but then if you're named Mason, you could have wore a dipper hat.
What?
What does that mean?
All right.
A pine tree hat?
Oh.
Because his name's Mason.
Dipper. I would actually like rename myself Dipper just for that.
Hang on.
I love Gravity Falls.
Now comes the fact, why is he not like his name?
What is that?
Put your number in.
Oh, you don't have my number. I forgot that you got a new phone.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's why you aren't in the group chat.
Yeah. I'll get yours too in a minute, Noah. I think we'll make our big new group chat and we'll be so active every single day. You too, Leo, even though you shouldn't be in here.
There you go.
Thank you.
I love that guy. What's his name?
Tyler.
Tyler the Creator.
No.
I love Tyler
the Creator. Email in here. Where's your name, though?
My name?
Yeah, I can't find you. Hang on.
Oh, I wonder why.
Did you put your email in there?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I promise I didn't.
You did. I literally have it right here.
Do you have my email?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't put it in there.
What'd you put?
Just my number.
Did you not put your name?
No, I changed it.
To what?
You'll find out eventually.
Hmm.
Starts with the Z.
Oh, okay. Thank you. There's going to be no Z name, so it's going to be really easy. Zaddy? It'll stay as that. I don't care.
So.
Hang on. Wait, I hit the wrong one.
So what?
Oh, crap.
Are you calling me right now, bro? From your mom's email?
No, from mine.
It says B&B. Oh,
okay,
CBS.
okay. Don't dox her, dude.
I didn't read it all.
Yeah, that was me. I forgot it has my mom's email.
I'll dox you.
Do it. I'm kidding. Don't do it.
Yeah,
dude, it is so hot. Can you plug in that fan, please?
Even though
it doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. It worked on Friday and Saturday.
What?
It worked. Just plug it in.
Yeah, but it'll just go.
It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, but
of course, this is not a reliable source, but there's a rumor of a new Star Wars movie being at least thought about.
I think I heard about that.
But I don't think there will be. I think it's done.
Yeah, I hope not. They kind of ended it good, so I'm okay with how they ended it.
Yeah.
How do you...
I mean, it was just... Like, the movies by themselves were just kind of bad. Like, the sequels.
No, I got a good topic and question.
Okay.
What is one show or... No, we'll do show. That you watch, but... Before watching it, you had such terrible expectations for it, but after watching it, it was really good.
Cobra Kai.
A show?
Yeah.
Rick and Morty.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like crude jokes like all the other adult animation, but it's actually not.
It's crazy.
It's actually pretty tame.
Okay, what about a movie?
Episode 9 of Star Wars.
Which one is that? I don't remember.
The last one. Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
And Rise of Skywalker, yeah.
That
one was really... Can we talk about that? I feel like it's hated for no reason. The Rise of Skywalker...
He's got to give his answer real quick. You should.
No, you should.
We're on my topic. We can go on your topic after.
Fine.
Finish up, Noah.
A movie.
Thunderbolts.
I haven't seen it.
Yes, you have.
No,
don't lie to us.
Yeah, you saw it with your other friends.
Yeah, like you're going to see it again this weekend.
Yeah, I actually didn't. Other friends.
Like, so, look at this fight, bro.
That's so pretty.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm
saving this image. This is going to become my new background.
I can't think of a movie.
Can't think of any movie?
That I didn't have good expectations for?
Yeah, but then it was good.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Because if I have low expectations for a movie, I'm probably not going to watch it.
That's crazy. You don't just give your time and effort to everything?
No.
Okay, back to what you were saying, Jace, about episode 9.
Can we talk about how good that movie actually was?
It was kind of bad, but the fight choreography was really
good. The fight choreography is what carried.
Yeah, that was like the only good thing about that.
Okay, you can go back to your thing, Colin.
That was all I had.
But if I had a show that I had high hopes for, and then just really came crashing down, was She-Hulk.
That's valid.
That's kind of like what killed Marvel for me.
Yeah, She-Hulk was very, very bad. I watched like the first episode and gave up, and then I watched a video on how bad it was.
Yeah, I
only want to rewatch it just so I can get to the bits where Daredevil's in it.
I didn't even know he was in it.
He's like near the end episodes.
I don't even think
my background.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched anything Daredevil-y.
I haven't either. I just don't really find the interest in Daredevil.
Me neither.
Going back to the sequels, I feel like 7 was really weak. It was okay, but it was just really weak story-wise. 8 was probably the best movie out of the 3, but they just messed up with Luke's writing. They just absolutely dogged on his actual character.
I don't know.
Seems like Jace has a big...
Couldn't have told us? Yeah, but we still heard it on air.
And then Rise of the Skywalker was the best for, like, fights.
Yeah. I think 7 was still the best one of the 3.
I think...
I feel like Finn should have been the main character.
Yes. Very much.
That's a good point.
Like, he didn't have to be a Jedi, like...
Yes, he did. He has to be
a defecting stormtrooper, you know, using a lightsaber, the main character? Trained by a Jedi.
You know who should be
that
the main character?
That would be kind of cool.
We should make the main character Yoda.
Well, he's dead.
And what's your point? It would end the series so much faster.
He comes back.
Yeah?
He's a Force ghost in 8 or 9, right?
Yeah. All right, there we go. There's the final product.
It's beautiful.
Mm.
Yep.
I did like, I rewatched Rise of Skywalker. I did like the part where it's like all of the Jedi are like flow through her. And yeah. Because if you listen, you can actually hear the voices of characters from like Rebels and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
Cheating. I like how they tie all the things together. The shows, the movies, the everything.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
But also where Palpatine's like, I am all the Sith. It's like, no, you aren't, bro.
Yes, I am. I am the Sith.
I am music.
You know who's a, you know who's a slept on Sith Lord?
Who?
I forgot his name. Hold on.
What'd you say? Slipped on?
Slept on.
Slept. Oh, Darth Revan?
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh.
Jar Jar Binks is a slept on Sith Lord. He has Sith eyes. Everything he does not go good.
I think that's...
And he's always with the Rebels, and it always goes bad.
I think that's Gungist.
No.
What?
I think Jar Jar Binks is probably one of the best Star Wars characters.
Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord.
Confirmed. I think you're being Gungar racist.
No. Jar Jar Binks is just a Sith Lord.
Okay, we're looking this up. Is Jar... Good Lord, I cannot spell.
Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord. It's confirmed. It's confirmed.
A Sith?
Well,
no, Jar Jar Binks is not officially a Sith Lord in the Star Wars canon. However, a popular fan theory known as the Darth Jar Jar, the Ori posits that Jar Jar is secretly a Sith Lord, possibly even a master manipulator behind the scenes.
Exactly.
But there's only two. You can only have two Siths at a time. That wouldn't make any sense.
Here's a breakdown of the Jar Jar theory. Where we go through the entire theory.
No. Yes, we're going to break
you're
this down.
You're saying his eyes, but all of the Gungan eyes look like that.
They're all Sith Lords? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
The entire Gungan Empire is Sith Lords.
Okay, subtle physical abilities.
So we can walk.
Yeah. The theory points to Jar Jar's seemingly clumsy nature makes impressive physical abilities like his ability to dodge a lightsaber attack.
No, he's just that. He has that much aura.
Yeah. Jar Jar just has aura.
Jar Jar Binks isn't a Sith Lord. He's just an aura master.
Yeah, it's like Shaggy.
No, Shaggy's just all powerful.
Yeah, but he's also clumsy and stuff because of how much aura he has.
He trips over his own aura.
Like, look at this. Big. Look at this.
See? It makes sense, though.
It looks so dumb.
It looks so cool. What are you talking about,
Jar Jar Binks is going to get his own movie eventually.
He needs it.
He's going to be a Sith Lord.
He needs it.
Wait a minute. I just thought about this. Isn't Darth Jar Jar Binks in the Fortnite screen?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't play Fortnite, so I don't know, Noah.
I haven't played in like a minute.
The only reason why I'm back on playing Fortnite is because of the Star Wars season. Once it's over, I'm gone.
I'm gone. I'm dipping out.
Yeah, I don't care about Fortnite. It's just because of the Star Wars element.
Dude, you know what I hate?
What?
The happy guest.
Really?
The
I haven't
what?
Played since they added. Well, I have. I just
you
haven't spawned
have? You played
it.
Yesterday.
I haven't spawned it in. You know what I mean? I haven't played Survival.
I just don't like it. It's also not fully in the game yet.
Yeah, see? He's right there. Darth Jar Jar.
Let me see.
It's canon in
right
Fortnite.
There.
It's real.
It's canon. He's a Sith Lord.
It's real.
It's a Fortnite
if it's in
canon.
Fortnite, if it's in Fortnite, it's real. Just like how Ninja had a skin in Fortnite.
Fade.
Yep.
And also,
it did not have a low taper fade.
They have Mace Windu right here, but it's like it takes place like during the First Order type thing. So why is Mace Windu there? He's not even in the shop. It's
maybe
Stormtrooper, Lando Calrissian,
hold,
and Luke.
Hold. Maybe he's coming out. As the
secret skin.
Yeah, as the secret skin.
Oh, dude. Yeah, because there's things that will release May 15th, I think.
I need to complain about this,
like,
dude. Secret skins are no longer secret skins. They're just, like, literally skins from different shows or movies and stuff. It's not a secret skin anymore. There's nothing cool about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's just
like
from a different show or movie
there's
or
a
game.
General Grievous thing coming out on May 15th where you can get a General Grievous
cool.
skin, I believe.
I actually low-key would want that. Its hitbox would be tanky, but...
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it looks so dope.
It looks so cool. Bro, but like, can we go back to old Fortnite, actually? Like, let's not bring back just the old maps. Let's bring back the old everything, including secret skins and good battle passes.
Yeah.
Now it's just, like, collab.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember the Deadpool collab?
Yes.
So good.
You had the lobby.
Chapter 2, Season 3?
Maybe, where you had the lobby and there were secret things around the thing. Like, you had to search for stuff. Like, it was in the toilet or... Like, didn't you collect chimichangas or something?
Yes.
And then he would give you stuff?
Yep.
Dude, that was cool.
I loved it. It reminded me of the Fort Bites.
Oh, yeah.
The Fort Bites are
Season
so much fun.
Season 9.
That's how I learned about In the Littlewood.
Is that the one with the tomato guy?
No. It's like an alien chick.
I can't remember.
She looks like a Power Ranger. Here, I'll show you.
I started playing Chapter 7. Or Season
chapter 7. Chapter 7.
Season 7. That's
we crazy. Just got to Chapter 5, dude. Calm down.
Actually, yeah, we're in Chapter 2 6. Seasons
after. It's Chapter 6 now?
Yeah, it's Chapter 6, Season 2 or 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Because
that makes me sound
chapter
really
Chapter 6, Season 1 was the samurai one. And then Chapter 6, Season 2 was the city.
Yeah, the O-Block.
Dude, we're older than Minecraft. We're older than Fortnite.
Well,
are we older than Roblox?
No, Roblox came out in 06.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, you're right. September 1st, 06.
Definitely older than Minecraft.
Yeah, it came out in 2011.
Yeah, older than Minecraft.
Dude, we're unks. And then we have Leo over here who's the same age as Team Fortress 2.
Yeah. It's another really good game.
Sims.
Sims?
No.
Bro, I haven't played Sims a day in my life.
We're older than FNAF?
Yeah, we are.
It came out 2014.
And it's a multi-million dollar franchise. That's
oh my
crazy.
Gosh, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We're older than Geometry Dash.
Heck yeah.
It's official. It's official. That's insane.
I wonder how many more games they're going to do.
Geometry Dash?
Fortnite. Oh my gosh. I'm having a brain fart today. FNAF.
Probably a lot more.
Why do I sound robot-y?
I don't know.
It's probably just my voice.
Yeah, it's obviously your voice because that's what controls how you sound.
We're older than Terraria.
We are?
Terraria came out 2011.
Wow.
At least we aren't older than Doom.
Yeah, Doom is really, really old.
Yeah. We're not older than GTA either, but we will be way older than the sixth one.
Doom came out in 1993.
Wow.
Yeah.
GTA came out in 1997.
Yeah. Imagine coming home after a day of school. You get on your Apple II and you connect
you know
to
on the
internet.
You know it was on the Super Nintendo, right?
Doom?
Dude. Yeah. GTA 6
or the
got
Atari.
Pushed back again.
One. Yeah, it's 2026 now.
I'm like, come on, dude.
Hey, whoa, listen. Red Dead 2 got delayed.
And that is peak cinema.
So I say, for now, let them cook last
time.
They're going
to cook, but the problem is that they've been cooking for too long and they're going to burn it. They've been cooking for like 5 years or something.
They can't cook one more time. If they delay it one more time, it's done for.
Let's see. When did GTA 5 come out? GTA 5 came out 2013.
Yep.
It's been 12 years.
Yep.
They've been cooking GTA 6 for 12 years.
There are kids that are 12 years old waiting for this game to come out.
Yeah, it's like GTA 6 is going to come out right at the same time One Piece will end.
I feel like that's not true, I'm going to be honest with you.
Is
GTA 6 out? No, but One Piece just ended. It ended what? After 50,000 episodes?
I'm 97 now.
True.
Is Sylvester Stallone still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he's still alive.
How old is Sylvester Stallone?
Like 70-something.
78. Oh my gosh. Dude, actors are getting so old.
Will Ferrell's like 60.
I know. Jim Carrey's like crazy.
What?
He's crazy old.
Yeah.
Hey, Sylvester Stallone got a lot of kids.
End of an era.
Start of a new beginning.
A new beginning of possibly really bad actors.
Hey, we have Timothy Chalamet. We'll be okay.
No, what's your most favorite game ever?
Timothy Chalamet.
Who do they play?
The kid in Dune with the curly hair.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I haven't seen it.
I'm going to read the book. Also, the though. Main character in Wonka.
You are the... Hang on, Cohen. You are the most NPC person ever. Who is it? Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. Going to read the book, though. Okay.
No, I'm going to read
the
book.
Have some enthusiasm, dog. It's Timothy Chalamet.
I'm going to read the source material so I can enjoy the movie better.
There you go. That's explaining. Not be like, hey, how are you? Oh, okay. Bye.
You sound like the kid from Polar Express.
You know what kind of train this is?
No, okay.
Hey, have you got your ticket yet?
So,
have you got your ticket yet, kid?
Guys, PUBG came out 2017.
I wasn't... Wait, what?
I thought it came out in 2013. Fact check.
No, when did PUBG come out?
That was Fortnite. It came out... Wait, no.
Yeah, PUBG came out 2017.
Oh, Fortnite also came out 2017.
I thought Overwatch, PUBG
was way older.
Overwatch 2016.
Wow.
League of Legends was 2009.
We're older.
Huh. Valorant was 2020.
Wait, Overwatch came out before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way Fortnite? Before.
Yep. Like a year.
Oh, I'm thinking of Apex.
Yeah.
Because I remember that it was like a line of copies because it was PUBG came out, then Fortnite was dubbed as the copy of PUBG and its own little thing.
Yeah.
And then Apex came out and they were like, oh, they're copying Fortnite.
Rocket League came out in 2015.
What?
The yeah. first
it's only 10 years old. That's not...
The first Smash Bros. Came out 2018.
Really?
Yep. Human Fall Flat came out 2016.
I don't think that's...
Ark Survival Evolved came out 2015.
That doesn't sound right. That the first Smash Bros. Came out in 2018. That
R6 doesn't... came out in 2015. Apex came out in 2019.
I remember when Apex dropped. Not Apex, R6.
Is that Rainbow Six Siege?
Mario yes. Kart Wii came out in 2008. Wii Sports Resort came out in 2009. Diablo 3 came out in 2012.
It's been that long?
New Super Mario Bros. Came out in 2006.
I remember playing Super Mario Bros. On the 3DS.
Yeah, my uncle had one that had like... Mario and Luigi engraved on the top, and I thought that's what gave it the game. So for like years, I begged for Christmas for one of those. I was like, I just need a 3DS engraved with Mario and Luigi on the front. I want to play the game so bad because it was such a good game.
Yeah, then you just got the game.
I think my favorite.
Oh,
from memory, one of my favorite.
$400.
One of my favorite Mario games is I don't know which one it is. I think it's 64, but I played it on the DS.
Yes.
It was the one with where you could turn into different characters like Yoshi, yep. and then yep. you could swim around the castle and stuff. Yep.
That was
the best one.
That's the DS 64.
No, that's not the best one. The best one was on the Wii. I think it was just Super Mario Brothers.
The only one I had was the GameCube
Mario games on the
Mario
Wii.
Kart.
It's $330 refurbished.
What?
The DS with Mario and Luigi on it.
Okay, but that was like 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah.
And what's that on eBay?
Nope.
Yeah, Super Mario Bros. Is the game that I'm thinking of.
Then the brand new one's three... Oh, wait, never mind. It's also refurbished. But in the box is $389. Then refurbished from Japan is $430.
But Super Mario Bros. On the Wii, that game was goated, and I still play it to this day.
Yeah.
I love it. I've beaten it too many times.
I have it.
Mario 64 on the DS, that was my cousin's game. I would always play it when I came over to her house.
Yeah, I played it at a daycare.
I played Super Mario Bros. At a daycare. And I played it at my uncle's a lot, and then eventually I got it. I loved it. Every second of it.
I have Pokemon Black 2.
I had Mario Party on my 3DS and then lost the game.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
I think the first time I played Lego Batman was during, it was either in preschool, I think it was in preschool or like very, like kindergarten, where if you were a really good kid, the principal would allow you into his office and he'd set up gaming stuff. So like
you what could, a W kid.
But you could play like a Wii, a DS. Like there'd be like three or four stations of gaming consoles that, and you could change what you wanted to play. So like the Wii had Wreck-It Ralph, and the DS had Lego Batman.
Dude,
that principal was just really chill.
That reminded me of my preschool where they just had it. Like where you could play it whenever you wanted, and it was Lego Star Wars, and I played the crap out of Jar Jar Binks. He was my boy.
He was your man.
I was so excited for the Skywalker saga to come out. I pre-ordered it.
The only game I've ever pre-ordered is Night Rain.
The only game I ever pre-ordered, well, I'm going to pre-order Night Rain, but the only game I've ever pre-ordered was MLB The Show 21 because I could get it a week early, and I wanted to have a better character than everybody else.
I got Night Rain 2 months early, baby.
Yeah.
The only games I ever pre-ordered was... And I just lost my train of thought.
What the heck?
I can't remember what games you pre-ordered.
Assassin's Creed Shadows and the one I said. The Skywalker Saga.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones I've ever pre-ordered.
Very, very fire games all around. Did you ever have a DS or 3DS?
Yeah, I still have them.
I had...
My chargers are frayed.
I have a 3DS, dude, but it got broken so many different ways, but it still works. But now the top screen has like this purple hue to it, and it's backwards from the bottom screen. It's very, very weird. And then my 2DS, it just won't take games anymore. If you put a game cartridge in there, it doesn't work.
My DSs are in good condition because they're basically dead because... Like I said, my charger's frayed, so I can't charge them.
I don't have any of the games for my 3DS anymore. My sister threw them all away because she thought they were trash.
Oh.
Yeah.
This thing the with older, the name younger. On it, that looks like
well,
trash.
Well, they were in like this little like 3DS holder for your games, and she just thought it was like a box of trash. Just tossed it out.
You mean like the one where it's like plastic and you slide the cartridges
well, it was
in?
Actually, it was actually for an Oculus, but it worked so well for my 3DS.
I still have it. I have a Stormtrooper one. Like a case where it holds the DS and it has the...
I have the one that it came with was this little blue... Oops. Was this little blue one. And it was...
It's like a rectangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that one too. For my DS.
I would like shove everything I had in there. It would be my 3DS, the charger, the games, I had a little attachment for it. I don't remember what the attachment was, but I had that, and I shoved them all in there, and it would be, like, this thick at the end when it started out like this.
Yeah.
I could barely fit everything in there, but I did my
hardest. Did you ever have Scribblenauts?
I love Scribblenauts. I still have it. It's
such a
good game.
I played it all the time.
Scribblenauts is the best.
Yeah.
I have both of the games. I have the first one and the second one.
There's three.
There's three now?
Well, not now. It's been out for a while.
I didn't even know that. I still love the first one, no matter what.
I like the one... There might be four, actually.
I gotta look this up.
There's one where you can go around, like, where she has the globe, and she gets frozen in stone, his sister.
Yeah, I think that's the second one.
And then there's the superhero one. And then there's one where you can, like, fight against each other.
There's six games.
Ah.
Scribblenauts, Super Scribblenauts, Scribblenauts Remix, Scribblenauts Unlimited, Scribblenauts Unmasked, and Scribblenauts Showdown.
I have the last three.
Unmasked is the superhero one. Showdown is against somebody. Unlimited, I think that's the one where she's trapped in stone.
Yeah, those are the three I have. Unlimited is good. Unmasked is good. But the one where you fight against someone, it's not that great.
The first Scribblenauts and Scribblenauts Super are both on the DS. I had Scribblenauts Remix and Unlimited, and I bought them both on my phone. On a tablet, actually. And then I just transfer the data. I've transferred the data from my tablet to my first phone, to my second phone, to my third, and now to my fourth. My first and second phone were the same brand and type and everything. My third and fourth phone were the same type, brand, everything as well. But different from the first and second.
What do you think about that, Jace?
Pretty crazy.
Do you like Scribblenauts?
Yeah.
How much?
It was cool. I learned a bunch of funny words off of it.
Me too.
I would just type in words and it would pop up with stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, me and my cousin, we would just like type in a bunch of random stuff. Yeah. We'd either play on his tablet or mine, then just mess around as much as possible.
There's a...
Sweat in my eye and it burns.
Was there an online mode?
No.
I thought there was.
No, there was a workshop.
Yeah.
Where you could download things from the internet that other people made.
I never used that.
But in Unmasked, there's a mission where you're supposed to stump a nerd. Like this nerd who knows everything about DC. And you're supposed to write something in a notebook that's not in the DC to stump him.
Yeah.
I couldn't. He was too good. I was like...
You couldn't put Iron Man?
No. Like, he'd be like, oh, that's Iron Man. Like, he just... knows too much.
I thought the point was to stump him about DC.
I literally put a Marvel character. I put doppelganger.
You put doppelganger?
Yeah, you know, doppelganger.
How old were you to know the word doppelganger?
Like, 6?
Guys, I'm installing Scribble Knots now.
I probably should too. Hold on.
Yeah, but, you know, doppelganger is a evil version of.
I know what a doppelganger is.
No, he's like the evil version of Max. Is that his name?
Max.
The main character of Scribblenauts? Isn't his name Max?
I have no idea. I just know that he is a guy.
I'm a guy.
What company made Scribblenauts? Fifth Cell. Pretty sure they made a lot of good games.
You guys remember Rayman Legends?
I never played it, but I did
see it. I did not play it.
Rayman is a good game series.
Dude, I can't get the first Scribblenauts game on here. The Remix.
Well, you can only get unlimited?
Yeah.
Cowboy bummer, dude.
Very. Very much so. I loved Remix. It was so good. That was my favorite.
I don't think I played Remix or Super.
Really?
But this is also like... me trying to remember elementary. Oh my
gosh, it's blinding me. It's a WB game. It's a Warner Bros. Game.
What, Scribblenauts?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you guys ever play, what's the name? I think his name is like, the name of the game is like Smart Pants or something. It's like Cool Pants or...
No.
Scribble Pants?
Scribble Pants is a game.
What are you talking about?
There's a game that's like this stick figure where he wears like pants and you can customize him.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's, what is the name? It's something pants.
Dude, I have 2,000 steps.
Game of a stick figure with pants.
This, I think my watch is off.
Yeah, Fancy Pants. That's a good game series.
It was pretty good.
I could nap.
Where he tried to save his sister or something.
I never knew the story. I just loved playing it.
In one of the games, his sister gets, like, kidnapped by things, so you have to go travel to find her. And once you find her, she's actually turns evil, and she becomes the leader.
I'm the leader.
There was this
group leader. Yeah, it's Fancy Pants, but you have, like, because the original ones, you just had to, like, Mario on them. You had to jump on them and stuff, or you could kick them to kill the monsters or whatever, the spiders. But in the game that I'm thinking of, you actually had like a pencil, like a weapon.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Dude, there is this... Have you ever played Flood Escape on Roblox?
Flood Escape?
Yeah. You literally just do a bunch of parkour to escape the flood.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That game was so much fun. And then there was... I can't remember what it's called, but like... Oh, you run on like a bunch of platforms and stuff, and you just run away from stuff the whole time. I can't think of what it's called, but it's like a Mario side thing, but you constantly keep going. There's no way of stopping it.
Roblox?
No, it wasn't a Roblox game. It was so good, though. I was addicted. I played it 24/7.
I'm golfing.
Shadow Fighter?
No.
Bro, Shadow Fighter was good, amazing. I might actually reinstall it.
Second one was the best one.
Yeah. I might reinstall it, to be honest, just to have fun. Because I never beat it.
Yeah, me neither.
Do we get
Shadow Fighter? It was like the Mortal Kombat of, like, the mobile.
You know what was a really good game, dude?
What?
And this game, it was kind of like Skylanders, where you had to get the parts to it. But it also wasn't a game.
was way
alive. Let me think of it. It's like TikTok before TikTok.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I forget what it's called, though.
It was a stop motion thing that you could do with little stick figures that you bought.
Yeah, I know
what it is. And it was so cool.
Amoebas?
No, it wasn't amoeba. It was literally what I said it was. It's a stop motion thing with stick figures. You buy the actual stick figures, and then you can get an app, and then you just do stop motion with it.
Oh, yeah.
My uncle had it, and it was so fun. Little
green things with suction cups?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember those.
That was great.
I think I have one.
I did that all the time with my uncle, dude. It was great. I did have one amoeba. It was Bowser from the Skylanders game where he had the vehicle.
Wow.
I had not Skylanders. Well, I did have some Skylanders games. But what is it? Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity was fire.
The Disney one? Not really, but the Marvel and Star Wars one.
I love Disney Infinity, dude. There was a creative mode, and you could just spawn everything you wanted. I would just spawn a bunch of stuff and fight it constantly.
Yeah, I just have all of the figurines and stuff.
My uncle sold all of his. I was so sad. I wanted to get them, but he wouldn't let me.
I also have the Skylanders game where you race.
Yep, I have that on the 3DS.
And then I also had it on the Xbox 360, I think, or the PS4.
It was really good.
And then I also have the one where you mix the figurines. Swap Force. Yeah, Swap Force.
Swap Force was awesome.
Where you take it off and then put another body part on the lower half and stuff.
I think Swap Force was my first game I played, maybe.
I think Imaginators was the best one. Or Trap.
Imaginators was good, but I didn't like it as much as the others. Trap Team was really, really good. I would get up in the mornings, and I'd go ask my old stepdad. I would be like, can I go play the PlayStation, please? And he'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? I'd get up, run out to the living room, turn on the PlayStation, plug it all up, plug up all the Skylander stuff, bring in my big, thick bag full of Skylanders, toss it out there. And just like use only one of them.
When I was younger, I couldn't have any Skylanders because you have to spend so much money to get like, oh, this character and this character.
Yeah,
this
it was bundle. Like $30 for each character.
Yeah, so my mom wouldn't let me. So, but my cousin had one. So whenever I went over to his house, we just played.
Yeah, my uncle had
it was on the Wii.
He had a whole wall just full of Skylanders.
No, it was on the Wii U, I believe.
It was also on the Wii.
Yeah, I had played. A
portal. It was pretty much on every console.
Yeah, my cousin, he had the Wii and the Wii U. I played it on the Wii while he played it on the Wii U.
I think they're coming out with another Skylanders game soon.
That'd be cool.
Really? I thought it was dead.
No, I'm pretty sure they're coming out with another one. But did you ever watch the show?
Yeah.
This show was so good. It needed another season. It needed one more season just to finish it off well.
I didn't like that Spyro became good again.
Good again?
Yeah.
You didn't like that he became good again?
I was like, because I don't know why. I have this thing against story writing where you turn a character evil and then just for them to turn good again.
It's a kid's show. They're not just going to leave him. They're not going to leave the main character evil forever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That would just.
It's just interesting.
You know how many kids would be upset and like break their TVs?
Yeah. But it's also like Dark Spyro.
I'd be the first one.
But dude, Dark Spyro.
It was cool, but no, we needed back the good one. Also, the intro to it was fire. I loved it. I would just put it on. I wouldn't even watch the episodes. I'd just put on the intro.
You can't deny that Dark Spyro was a really good villain, though.
It was a really good villain, but they needed to bring him back as a hero. I loved him. He was great. Everything about it was great. And then they included like each of every like game into the show, and Dan TDM was there for Imaginators. He was the Imaginator. He was the banana guy.
I can't remember that.
You remember the I'm a carrot do do do?
Yeah,
I'm a carrot. Yeah. Real ones remember the carrot.
Carrot man.
Carrot man.
Real ones remember Greg. Or Craig.
Craig the mailman, baby.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah, I love Craig.
All right, Craig. See you later.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I forgot what I was doing. What am I looking up?
Something about Spyro.
Oh, Imaginators.
I have the reimagined Spyro game, like the one with all three of them. Like the Spyro games.
Yeah, I never played any of them.
I have them. Because I was on my Skylanders kick and I got all the Spyro games.
Yeah. You know, cause I have the original Xbox Spyro game.
Because they remastered them.
You played this guy.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Oh, it's he's
Banana
cool.
Man.
Wait, he played them?
Yeah, the Dan Tien played him.
In the show?
His name was Sai, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I remember when I watched that episode and I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, chill out. Chill out. It's okay. It's okay. It's him. It's gotta be him. I was freaking out, dude. It was so cool seeing Dan TDM on a show.
Yeah. It's like when he appeared on Parker Plays.
Oh my gosh, dude, Parker Plays is so good.
I still watch him.
I have a video from like 4 years ago of Parker at streaming, and on his stream, I said, I love you, Parker, what's up? And he said, I love you too, going. I was like, yeah, I got shouted out. Yeah. Oh, I was freaking out, dude. I took a video of it. I still have it.
Yeah, it's like when you type something in a Twitch chat and they laugh at it.
Exactly.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, well, that's sad. Let's see how long this video is from.
That's not true. Actually, YouTube, it's happened from a musician I like. His name's Gunner. And he, I commented, yo, I love the music stuff. Keep going. And he said, thanks, bro. So, cool. I also asked if he was ever going to drop merch. And he said, yeah, soon. Still hasn't.
This was on January 1st of 2021.
What was? You gotta say
clip.
It. Hmm.
Did you hear that?
I have my headphones on. Hang on. All right, play it again.
Everyone hold on, please. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening.
He said it. I was tweaking. It was great. It was an amazing moment.
Did you swerve off in that corner?
Swerve off in the corner.
Yeah. I remember an episode of Power Rangers. They did the same exact thing like they did with Spyro, where they made one of the Power Rangers evil for a bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
How do you say something and not know who it was? It's just like how you say something and then you can't say it on air.
Just give me a second. I'm a little slow, all right? I need time to compute.
His computer processors aren't working very well.
Yeah, they're gummed up.
They're gummed up, dude.
Yeah, it means that they're slow.
I know what that means, man.
It was, I think the purple, no, it wasn't purple Power Ranger. I think it was one of the black Power Rangers.
There was a purple Power Ranger?
Yeah, there was one in Mystic.
Oh.
It was like the Red Ranger's dad or something.
Yep.
That was a cool arc.
That was a very cool arc.
The Red Ranger turned into the purple Power Ranger because his dad, who was the purple knight, turned him into it.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Power Ranger. He was a knight, but whatever. Power Rangers it doesn't matter. They looked like a Power Ranger.
Yeah, I think Power Rangers might be one of the greatest series of all time.
Yeah, but it's washed now.
It's very washed.
I remember my little cousin was so into it, dude. He would have everything from it.
They released an isekai anime, and it's kind of...
What's it called?
It's like Red Ranger in Another World or something.
Yeah, it's called Red Ranger.
I've watched like 3 episodes of it. It's okay.
Does it have potential?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's just, instead of being like, we fight for hope, blah, blah, blah. It's like, we fight for love. It's like,
what? We fight for love.
It's like the Japanese, like, it's like, guys, Power Rangers came from this place. What are you doing?
Oh, cool.
Would you say, oh, cool, to?
My mom's Hulu account's still on here, so I can watch Yu Yu Hakusho
today. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Later, of course.
Yeah.
No, right now. Right this second.
Wait, Leo got out?
Yeah, Leo left a while ago.
Yeah, he left, like, at 19.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
He dipperooskied.
Dang. I didn't even notice he left.
Dang. I didn't even realize he was gone.
There's a Ghost of Tsushima anime coming out in 2027.
No way bro's watching it right now.
I'm kidding. I need to finish the show, though. That's the issue.
Should I watch it today?
Yeah. And we'll text each other after we watch every episode.
What episode are you on?
I think 5.
Bro's ahead. He's literally ahead. He's cheating. I'll restart. This guy's cheating.
On what anime?
Yu Yu Hakusho. Oh, wait. I don't have my headphones.
Yeah, you don't.
This sucks. I can't even watch it. I'll just watch it when I get home at 9.
I would watch some Rick and Morty later, but I don't have it on my phone. Yeah.
You don't have Hulu on your phone?
No.
Make some money, buy cash.
I mean, I have Disney Plus.
I mean, she has Netflix on here.
It's not on Disney Plus.
It's on the bundle.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
I'll tell you, the bundle deal, that's a good deal. It's expensive, but that's a good deal.
Bro, I'm wearing the girlfriend merch right now with the JJK shirt.
Nice.
Loki cooks.
Yeah, you got Hammer Nail Girl.
Hammer Nail Girl is crazy.
Finger eating guy's
nuts.
Blue-eyed stare man. And side character.
Okay.
Okay, villain. just got confirmation from the Star Wars guy himself. Darth Jar Jar is a real thing.
Star Wars guy. It's real. It just ain't canon. Noah.
Really?
Yeah, he's
this
my.
This is why I love Noah.
My little Star Wars guy.
That's why I love.
It's real. Noah. It's just not canon.
It's very canon.
Tell Noah I said hi.
Dude, I feel like they should bring Starkiller into Star Wars.
Wait, I've heard Cohen, of do you want to make a group chat with all your friends on messages? And we just.
All of them?
And we just confuse
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
It's a great idea. Noah says hi.
Yay! All right, my leg got twisted up in a cord.
Yeah, but what do you think about that idea? If Starkiller was like.
Canon? I didn't know that Starkiller that much.
Well, no, him being canon just wouldn't work.
It would. It would just take a while.
No, they would have to nerf him.
Very much,
and
yes.
Change his lore, because in the lore, you either defeat Luke and he becomes your apprentice, or you kill him, I think.
Yeah.
So it just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, do we leave him on a cliffhanger there?
What?
Do we leave him on a cliffhanger?
Who?
Who do you think the viewers?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No.
I thought I was the cliffhanger.
No.
Can I be a cliffhanger?
You can be.
Will you hang off me on a cliff?
Sure.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
A positive?
B positive.
B positive. All right. Be positive.
Be positive. That's today's message, you guys. Be positive.
That's right.
And while I mess around with this stuff, let's go ahead and say our final goodbyes for this week. We appreciate every single person that has listened.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a beautiful, amazing day.
Yes. What Cohen said. And if you want to hear.
And also make sure that you get lots of water.
H2O.
Yep.
Drink that water.
Can I say something now?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, make sure that you get plenty of exercise. Keep yourself
healthy. Okay, so pretty much.
You got muted.
Oh, I got muted?
Yeah.
So, also.
Okay. Just say your final thing, please.
I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next week. This is me going bye-bye now.
All right. That was Cohen and his goodbye. You can listen to the whole show if you're just not tuning in on all podcast sites at, what is it, Giant? WBDG Giant 90.9? I think that's what it is.
We're having a bit of a brain fart right now.
Yeah. Bit of a brain fart. And everybody have a great rest of your day. This has been Just Yappin' every Tuesday from 8:30 to about 9:30 to 10 on Indies Giant 90.9. You're going to have a little bit of a drop in real quick featuring our boy Kurt Darling and then Stick Season by Noah Khan. See you guys.